Good morning, everybody.
The
school greeting. So polite. Welcome to worship, everyone. It's a delight to have you with us for this Founders Day, this Thinking Day, this time we celebrate the scouting and the guiding movements here in Kemnay Church. Just a couple intimations at the start of our time. A reminder that this Tuesday, the 25th of February, is the next meeting of our men's group. So all interested men are invited to come along over to the church center for a meal at 7 o'clock. And our speaker and guest of honor for the evening will be from the Sandpiper Trust. And please speak with Mr. Leslie McKay, that dapper gentleman in the back row, to book your place. Reminder as well, this week on the 26th of February, we'll have a meeting for finance and stewardship. If you're involved in that working group, please mark your diary for 7:30 p.m. on the 26th. We're also looking to add to the list of volunteers to help with our video operation with our streaming service here in the church. And if you're interested in joining, please make contact with the church office and full training will be provided. Are there any other intimations to share verbally with our church family at the start of our time today? With those shared, then, let us enter in to worship together, rejoicing in God's presence with us today and every day by singing together, Lord, I come to you, and this time we'll have the procession of the flags.
Now we will have our opening prayer.
Lord, today we remember your faithfulness. Thank you for letting us walk with you each day. We know that you are with us in each and every moment. We thank you for fulfilling your promises and inspiring us with your goodness. In this moment, we come before you and lay our lives at your feet. Thank you for every good thing we have in our lives. May we continue to follow you and serve you with our whole lives. May we always pray you and come to know you better. Today, as we join together in worship, may you make each of us more and more like Jesus. Lord, we adore you. Thank you for every member and every leader of our uniformed organizations. May your blessings be upon each of us today and always.
We join together now in the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, saying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well done on that prayer. Very good job. And now we will have the reaffirmation of promises from each of our organizations present today.
Right. All beavers, stand up, please. And repeat after me. I promise to do my best. To do my duty to God and to... To be kind and helpful. To be kind and helpful. And to love God. Okay. You can actually tell I don't do beavers that often. Right, all cubs stand up, please. And repeat after me. I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the Cub Scout law. Okay. Right, would all scouts, explorers, and other leaders, and anybody else who has been a past scout, would like to reaffirm their promise? Everybody stand, please. Right, and repeat after me. On my honour, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the Scout Law. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I would like to renew the promises with the guiding units. So if we could start with our rainbows. If you could please stand. And could you make your promise sign? And repeat after me. I promise that I will do my best to think about my beliefs and be kind and helpful. Well done, if you can sit down. Could our brownies please stand? And could you make a promise sign? Thank you. And could you repeat after me? I promise that I will do my best.
I promise that I will do my best.
To be true to myself.
To be true to myself.
And develop my beliefs.
And develop my beliefs.
To serve the Queen.
And my community,
to help other people, and to keep the Brownie Guide Law. Well done, if you take a seat. And could I ask the guides and the rangers and the leaders and anyone else within the congregation who would like to renew their promise within the guiding. If you could all stand and make the promise sign. And I think we can say this one together. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, to serve the Queen and my community, to help other people, and to keep the guide law. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dot, for leading those promises. Today is a very special day in the life of Kemnay Kirk. Each year in this month, we look forward to the celebration of this day. This is a day when we all reflect on the outstanding work done by the scouting and guiding movements throughout the year. This is a day when we take the time to remember the legacy and the vision of Lord and Lady Baden-Powell, who laid down the principles that serve as the foundation for each of your groups. And the purpose of the scouting and guiding movement, I was a Cub Scout in America, by the way. The purpose is to help young men and young women to become people of character and integrity. And looking around today, I see that the groups are doing their job very well. And I can say in my work as a minister, I cannot count the number of people I have met whose lives were made better by involvement in these wonderful organizations. And it's always great when we do the promises, we see people of different age groups still stand up and reaffirm their promises, the lasting impact that these groups make on people's lives. But it isn't only about changing individual lives, as important as that is. Each of our groups, I listened carefully to your promises today, each of your groups is also about helping others and serving the needs of the wider community. This is an important value for each organization. And you know what? It's also a value, helping others is also a value that is part of the gospel, part of the good news of Jesus. The Bible itself tells us that Jesus came not to be served, but he came to serve, to help others, and he even gave his life as a ransom for many. So, boys and girls, young men, young women, every act of service that we do can be seen as a way that we continue Jesus' own great work of serving others. Each and every one of you here today is part of a very, very proud tradition. And each of you should be proud of the good work that you are doing. And each of you is a part of something greater than yourself. And I can say that this community of Kemnay is a much better place because each of your groups and the work you're doing. So again, it is so wonderful to have you in worship with us today. And may God continue to bless the very good work of each of your organizations. God bless you all. And now we continue in worship with singing our next hymn of praise, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. And during the singing of this hymn, our offering for God's continued work here in the community of Kemnay will be uplifted.
Thank you.
Now, I would invite our readers forward for the reading of Holy Scripture from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus walks on water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watching of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it's I, don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Well done, both of you. We continue in worship now with singing our next song of praise, which is "Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty." Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, may your name be truly blessed in this place today. May it be blessed through our speaking. May it be blessed through our thinking. May it be blessed through all of our actions. We pray, Lord, that you will use this time to help each of us know you better and to love you more. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Maybe my favorite part about this Sunday is hearing the audible amen come from all the children. So let me say again, it's a great pleasure today to have the members of our scouting and guiding movements with us for worship this morning. This service is always a great day of celebration. It's always a wonderful reminder of just how many young people are choosing to be involved in our community in such positive and productive ways. It's also worth saying that these groups would not happen without the wonderful work of our volunteer leaders and, of course, the support of parents and wider family as well. So over the last several weeks here in church, we've been taking a look at what we have called encounters with Jesus, or maybe meetings with Jesus. Each week we've looked at the ways in which an encounter or a meeting with Jesus has had a life-changing impact on those who met him. And throughout this series, we have heard and learned the following truth again and again, and that is that no one who really, truly encounters Jesus is ever the same again. Jesus changes our lives. And over these last several weeks, we have reflected on stories of those who have had what we might call one-off encounters with Jesus and had their lives changed. But they were not the only ones who encountered Jesus. They weren't the only ones who had their lives changed. Even those who knew Jesus the best, even his closest friends, who we sometimes call the 12 disciples, even they continually had their lives changed by encountering Jesus again and again, by learning more about him, by the things he taught them, by the things they saw him do. And that brings us to today's story, which we heard read aloud a couple minutes ago from Matthew's gospel. It's a pretty famous story in the Bible, the story of Jesus walking on the water. Now this story, we may know, follows on the heels of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with loaves and fishes. So at the beginning of our story, our text tells us that immediately Jesus made the disciples, after he fed the 5,000, he made them get into the boat and go before him to the other side of the water while he dismissed the crowds that he had fed. And the text tells us after he had dismissed the crowds, after he put his friends, his disciples in the boat, he went up to the mountain by himself. And you know what he did up there? He prayed. And so by sending his disciples away, Jesus himself was setting up what was about to happen next. So our story continues. So Jesus is up on the mountain. His disciples are out in the boat, and when evening came, Jesus was there alone on the shore. But by this time, the boat was a long, long way from land. And was it a calm voyage, or do you think it was a hard voyage? What do you think? It was a hard voyage, the text tells us. There was a storm on the water. The boat was being beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. Raise your hands. Have you ever been in a boat before? Who here has been in a boat? Yes, indeed. Would you rather be in a boat when the water is calm? Hands up. Would you rather be in a boat when the water is rough? Oh, no hands are up. Absolutely. So this text tells us that as Jesus' disciples attempted to cross this body of water, they started to have a really hard time of it because the wind was against them. The wind was also causing the waves to beat against the boat. Does anybody here know what Jesus' disciples did for a living? What was their job before they met Jesus? Does anybody know? You guess? What do you think? Fishing! You're exactly right. They were fishermen. And to be a fisherman, you have to be pretty big and pretty strong as well, because you have to keep rowing the boat and work really long hours. So these guys were probably quite fit, and they were quite used to challenging conditions. And if they thought it was hard going, oof, boy, it must have been pretty rough, a pretty bad storm. But they continued to try to cross the water. Can imagine them straining at the oars, trying to make the boat go, and not making much progress. Very slow going. And then something amazing happened. Our text tells us, then in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the water. walking on the water. Jesus was making his way to the boat. And this was a miracle. The Bible tells us that this happened during the fourth watch of the night. What does that mean, the fourth watch of the night? Well, it's between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Raise your hand if you're usually awake at 3 a.m. If you are, you should be going back to sleep. So it's very early in the morning when it is pitch dark outside. Unless you live in Scotland during the summer. Now, one of the things that I love about Jesus' disciples is that they were ordinary people, just like each and every one of us. And when they saw Jesus walking on the water towards the boat, what was their reaction? Were they happy? Were they excited? Were they calm? Or were they terrified? What do you think the answer is? They were terrified. The text tells us they cried out in fear, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus did not leave them in fear. Immediately, the text tells us, Jesus spoke to them saying, "Have courage. It is I. It's me, Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." Did you know, boys and girls, and everyone else, the single most common command in the Bible, happens hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, is do not be afraid. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, do not be afraid. You know, every single one of us here, no matter how old we are, some point in our life, we're going to face something pretty challenging, something probably pretty hard. It's part of being a human being. But these words of Jesus, "Don't be afraid," he said, they remind us that God is always with us, always ready to help us, and God can give us the courage we need to live out each day of our lives. And so whenever we face a hard or a challenging time, whenever we feel scared, afraid, we can remember these words of Jesus that he spoke. Have courage. Take heart. It's me. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Now, I think that courage is a very important part of the wider scouting and guiding movements. I have no doubt that if they were here with us today in person, that Lord and Lady Baden-Powell would both agree that bravery and courage are terribly important for every member of every one of your organizations. Each of us is called to a very high purpose. Each of us is called every day to treat others with respect, to care for other people, and to serve our communities. But you know what? We can't help others. We can't serve our communities without courage, without being brave. And in order to live the kind of life that God wants us to live, we need to have some backbone, as we say in America. We need to have some courage. So as I said before, Jesus' closest friends were known as the 12 disciples. And you know, one of the 12 disciples was named Peter. He's probably my favorite disciple. Not because he was so great and strong, but because he got it wrong so often. Peter was very strong. He was very brave. But he's also very stubborn. And he often spoke before he thought. Hands up if you've ever spoken before you thought. Yes, indeed. He also often leapt before he looked. So after Jesus said to his disciples, out on the middle of this water, he said, "Have courage, it's me, don't be afraid." Peter then said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." That's a very brave thing. And so Jesus said, "Come on." So Peter got out of the boat, we are told, and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. So far, so good. Peter was walking on the water towards Jesus. Another miracle. Then the story continues, though. So Peter's walking along, but when he saw the wind and the waves, guess what? He got scared. He cried out and began to sink, and he said, "Lord, save me!" So the moment that Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the wind and looked at the waves, that was the moment he began to sink. But of course, Jesus reached out and saved him. So I think there's a lot that we can learn from this story. Earlier in the service, each of you, each member of every organization, reaffirmed a promise to each of your group. I heard you say things like, to do your best, to do your duty, to God and to the Queen, to be true to your beliefs, to help other people and your community. Do you remember making these promises a few minutes ago? The answer is yes. Now, these are big promises that you make every single year. And in order to live up to the promises you have made for each of your groups, you're going to need to remember these promises all year long. You're going to remember this day when you stood up with your fingers and you made your promise. If you forget your promises that you've made, if you forget your promises, you're going to be like Peter when he took his eyes off Jesus and he started to sink. But if we remember our promises, if we rely on each other, if we rely on our leaders, if we work together, if we help each other, and then most of all, if we trust God, then each of us can do our part to make this community a better place to live. Boys and girls, each and every one of you is such an important part of this community. You know that each and every one of you can make such a wonderful difference in the lives of so many others. And doesn't it feel good to help other people? Yes, it sure does. So as we move on from here today, as we lean into the year to come for the scouting and guiding movements, let's ask God every day to help us to do our very best. Like Peter, let's ask God to make us brave, make us willing to help others so that we can keep the promises that we have made today, that we can serve our communities throughout the year to come. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the scouting and guiding movements, for every young person involved in each of these groups. We thank you for the leaders of each group and for parents and for families who are so supportive. Help us, Lord, through these groups to serve you, to help others, to become compassionate and loving people each and every day. We need your help to do these things, Lord. Help us, please, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So much of what Jesus taught those who followed him, I think, can be summed up in this next song that we're going to sing, one of my personal favorites, "When We Walk with the Lord."
Yeah.
Now we will have our prayers for the world.
Lord, you hold our lives in your hands. You have promised to give us a new heart and put a new soul in us. We pray, renew us every day. Give us the courage to think beyond our lives, to live and consume responsibility so that neighbours near and far can experience their full dignity, and that we can help restore and admire the beauty of our communities and of this earth. We pray, renew us every day. Forgive us for the times we have not followed your ways. Give us and our leaders the courage to think beyond our economies, to seek genuine partnership in our communities so that all people can experience the fullness of life, and so that our planet will truly be a home for all creations and future generations. Amen.
Well done. We invite Steve forward now for a presentation from our organizations. Steve?
Right. Within Kemeny community here, we've heard all about service in the community. Now, there's one special service community I really want to highlight to the whole of the congregation to hear. Up here, I don't know if you can see it, the camera can zoom in on it at all. This is a 60 years service, right? And on it here it says the Scout Association, the Chief Scout 60 years service award to William Shand. Right? Now, we all know him as Bill. So, Bill actually, May last year, he was presented with this at the Gordon Gathering Scout Camp at BA Stores for his 60 years. It was in front of the whole of Gordon District Scouts. So there was over 1,000 people there. But really, we kind of thought it was really important that his community here, the congregation here, knows what Bill has quietly working away in the background. Bill's not a person to be up front and be right in the front. He's the type of person, he's the foundations of what scouting is in Kemeny. So over the years, he has seen hundreds of scouts pass through Kemeny group in the 60 years he's been. He is at 60 years as a leader. That's not 60 years being in Kemeny Scouts, that's 60 years as a leader. So I thought I'd give you just a little bit of history about Bill and Kemeny Scout Group. So Bill Shand has been a member of the Kemeny Scout Group since he was an 8-year-old wolf cub. Bill moved up to the Scouts when he was 11 in 1949 and went to his first Scout camp later that year at Haddo House. And Kemeny Scouts actually has logbooks all the way back to 1925 when we started. There's a few years missing in the 40s, but you can go into the logbooks and you will see a photograph of Bill standing at Haddo House in 1949. So, all right, this is a district camp, like the one we had at BA Stores for a weekend, but this was a full camp. This was a full week's camp. Bill's scout leader, Gordon Ingram, was worried about how Bill would manage with all the big boys. Remember, patrol leaders back then, they were 18 years old. Bill's father said that Bill could look after himself quite well in the scouts, and obviously, as he's attended each weekly meeting in the Kemeny year for the last 68 years, Bill still comes along every Tuesday night. A couple of bits back and forth, but basically every Tuesday night you will find the scout hut being opened up on a Tuesday night and the heaters and the lights all put on, and if we have stuff needed for the programs, Bill will have it looked out for us. So Kemeny Scouts, like Methlic, has kept a written logbook since they were formed, and it's not difficult to find where Bill started as a leader in 1958 at Fingon. When Bill turned 18, he became a scout instructor and continued his scouting career as a uniformed leader, later getting his parchment warrant. Bill got his first blue warrant in 1964, and older leaders may remember still the blue warrant. Very soon after 1964, Bill completed his initial information, his basic, and then his advanced training to gain his wood badge. Back then, leader training was done by making patrols out of those trained and then setting them off in scout activities like weekend camp, 25-mile hike, cooking and open fires, pitching tents, making camp gadgets and camp toilets. Important things that gave leaders the tools to train scouts as well as lead scouts. On scout nights and camps, Bill was always involved in some kind of teaching or instruction. And as is with this, I'm sure hundreds of scouts will remember him for map work, navigation, knotting and lashings, clouds and weather. Bill was also a mountaineer, and in his day could walk any scout or leader off their feet. He was also a demon table tennis player and played in the Aberdeen League. And in the years before, the leaders after the scout night would play table tennis. And that's where Bill really held his own in the scout side of it. So you could occasionally get a point by dropping a shot just over the net, but that didn't reflect the rest of the game. Bill was, and is still quite, to an extent, the group quartermaster, and he's the only person who knew what equipment there was, and more importantly, where we could find it. Bill also marked all canvas for each camp that needed repairing and had it fixed so that everything was ready for the next camp. Although Bill's experience was mainly in the Kemeny Scouts, he was invited to a number of Geary Rover moots. Ran the Kinnellar Scouts for a time while they were looking for a new leader, and also served for a time as Assistant District Commissioner for Scouts. Quite rightly, Bill is not keen on camping anymore. However, we hope he continues to enjoy and take part in scouting for as long as he's able. Thank you for the dedicated service over the last 60 years and for setting a standard that others can aspire to. So I think that gives a little insight into Bill and Kemeny Scouts. I really don't believe as many of the 60-year services get issued out, and actually have somebody with 60-year service in the same troop is quite outstanding, I think. So I think a lot of warm appreciation to Bill from everybody on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Bill, very well done, a well-deserved honor. We continue now with singing our closing song of praise, Be Thou My Vision.
Oh,
Just as Jesus called to Peter, he is calling to each of us to be brave, to trust him, to serve him, and to serve others. May each of us go forth from this place today, willing to love and serve others just as Jesus did. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may this blessing be upon each of us and upon all who we love, this day and forevermore.